Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 596, Six Valuable Parenting Tips for Successful Virtual Learning, because when it comes to supporting our kids' education, 2020 changed the entire playbook. This week's podcast offers simple tips that you can put in your parenting toolbox to help you and your family conquer virtual learning challenges. Every year, settling into a new school year can bring families anxiety, disorganization, and a struggle to adjust to new routines after summer vacation. This year, however, families are facing an extraordinary challenge, learning to navigate many more months of virtual learning. 2020 sure has thrown parenting life into chaos. Not only did many of us have to adjust to working remotely, but we were also tasked with suddenly having to help our kids navigate virtual learning. Now, as the new school year begins, we're gearing up for another stretch of the new norm as our kids return to virtual classrooms. There's no doubt this school year will be different, but with the right tools in place, it can still be an excellent experience for everyone. Here are six smart ways you can make your child's virtual learning a success. Number one, plan as though you're leaving the house. Some people joke that plan is a four-letter word, but when it's used to make your family's daily experience more manageable, I think the ability to plan is one of the most important skills we can have in our parenting toolbox, particularly when life is unusually challenging. Keeping your family organized, productive, and on task while they're engaged in virtual learning can be easier than you think if you plan your schedules as though you're still leaving your home each day to learn and work. Start with your evening routine and move forward from there. Whether your child is participating in a hybrid or fully virtual learning model, get ready for school the night before. Follow those familiar routines by having them shower and prepare for a healthy night's sleep. Selecting an outfit to wear, having breakfast items ready to go for morning, and reviewing the next day's class itinerary will prepare your family to start the next day calmly and with at least some sense of normalcy in these unusual times. And here's a quick tip for you. Keep in mind that many after-school sports and activities may still take place, so your child should have equipment, sports bags, musical instruments, and other necessary items organized so you aren't scouring the entire house minutes before practice. Planning your time and daily logistics will earn you extra credit now and as the school year progresses. Number two, create a learning environment. Choose a comfortable place to learn. Your family's common learning space for homework might not work for extended periods, so set up a location conducive to daily school activities and make sure it's free from distractions and has a good internet connection. Kids will, of course, have homework during their virtual learning period, so plan where and when homework will take place. Choosing separate locations for virtual learning sessions and doing homework may be helpful if space permits. No one likes sitting in the same place for hours on end, so try to give your child a change of scenery. Number 3. Make mealtime a part of the curriculum. When my family became homebound this past spring, the first thing I noticed was that everyone was continuously eating. Our routines were thrown right out the window, so grazing all day and eating meals at odd times definitely became a thing. My kids are on a hybrid model for the start of the school year and will attend 2 days per week. Not wanting a repeat of our revolving kitchen door during the spring, I implemented a lunch routine similar to their in-school practice. We make school lunches the night before, even on virtual learning days, so they can eat according to their school schedule and not waste time lounging in the kitchen figuring out what to make. I also have healthy snacks on hand, so they can grab a nosh when they have a break. Not only is it more nutritious, but it keeps them from messing up the kitchen by making complicated goodies like nachos and cheese or gooey fudge brownies. And it doesn't stop there. While raising 8 kids, the majority of my time was cooking in the kitchen. The smartest decision that I ever made was to invest time in meal planning. As I explain in my episode, Why Meal Planning is Essential to a Happier Family Life, meal planning will improve your life on many levels. Not only will meal planning help you create a delicious weekly or monthly, if you're so inspired, menu, but you'll also be able to plan your grocery shopping trips to keep them streamlined and efficient. Impulse purchases will become a thing of the past, helping you save your hard-earned money and avoid the horror of neglected mystery meat or unidentifiable veggies lurking in the back of the fridge. Best of all, your anxiety levels will plummet when you're organized. No last-minute scramble to figure out what to make for dinner. With more people home during these remote, mandated times, if you treat your family's mealtime like it's part of the curriculum, you'll go straight to the head of the class forever. 4. Practice patience. The one tool that all parents need, no matter the time of year, is patience. Summertime causes us all, parents and kids alike, to go into relaxation mode. This summer, however, parents transitioned into vacation time without much of a break. Parents have been running full throttle for the past 6 months, and because of the sheer newness of virtual learning, this year's back-to-school season means patience is perhaps the most significant asset for all parents. The new school year is generally the time of year that I see my own kids act out more and try to exert control. When I hold it together, though, and stay calm and patient, it definitely has a ripple effect on the rest of my family and helps keep us all grounded. It also sets an example for how to behave during demanding times. So pack your toolbox with as much extra patience as possible, and you'll help everyone have an A-plus year. And 5, take advantage of smart hacks. Life hacks can help you save time in the kitchen, improve your laundry routines, and keep more money in your pocketbook. There are hundreds of useful hacks for all areas of your life, including how to become more efficient in your virtual classroom. Just Google distance learning hacks for students and you'll have dozens of fantastic ideas right at your fingertips. I share a YouTube video on my page for this episode, which shows creative and brilliant ways to help your child have a successful remote learning experience. My favorite was teaching your child to type. With the majority of learning taking place on a computer, typing is a must. TypingClub.com offers free lessons appropriate for younger children. I encourage you to visit my page at www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. This is episode number 596, and check it out. Finding ways for your family to maximize their time and effort this school year, now that's smart. And number 6, get physical. One of the most valuable tools we can offer our family is embracing an active lifestyle. Consistent physical activity keeps their bodies healthy and their minds refreshed for learning. Kids need to exercise their bodies just as they need to give their minds a workout. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, children and adolescents aged 6 to 17 years should do 60 minutes or more of physical activity each day. And they further stress that most of that hour per day should be dedicated to either moderate or vigorous intensity aerobic physical activity. Sitting at home for hours more each week, that just means less physical activity than kids usually get at school. It's essential to move our bodies. Be sure to schedule movement breaks in your day-to-day routine. Include nature walks, time spent kicking a soccer ball around the yard, or a round of frisbee with the dog. And I have a quick tip for you. Go Noodle has a lively assortment of great interactive dance and game videos for young kids that are perfect for a fun study break. You can find them at www.gonoodle.com. And our tweens and teens, they need to get moving as well. They might prefer to sit on their devices and limit their exercise to their thumbs, but that's not going to cut it. If you have a teenager that needs coaxing when it comes to physical activity, address the topic and agree on ways he can stay active throughout the week. My 14-year-old daughter has been joining me on my early evening power walks. And now that we're in a routine, we really look forward to winding down our day together. How have you prepared for virtual learning this year? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or you can post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. And you can also reach me by email at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Join me next week when we talk about teens, particularly how you can engage the moody teens in your life so that family time can be more pleasant and less stressful. As always, thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy parenting.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.